Once upon a time, I drowned my sorrows in beer. Get ready, kids. It's the Time Spent Poorly show with your fantabulous hosts, Derek and Eduardo, constant contributor Huds, and I'm the Beard. Tonight, we welcome special guest Ron. Let's jump right in.
Anyway,
I'll never get tired of that picture.
So, I think we can cover this real fast, because Harvey Weinstein's sentence, 23 years.
Yeah. He'll die in fucking jail where he belongs.
It's a death sentence. He's not going to make it 4 years.
So what's
appeal?
Even if he's out, process?
Yeah, but even if he's out in four years, he'll die before then.
I know he's... I don't do to him what they did to...
What's with the walker and shit too? Like is he actually
now
sick?
He's an actor.
Is it fake?
I heard he moved to a wheelchair.
Oh really?
Yeah.
His health has deteriorated. You can see that it obviously has. But at the same time,
the acting bug is sexually.
He's also a shitty human being, so I don't really feel bad for him.
Did
I don't
you
know
hear
where.
His
did you guys ever see that
statement?
Do you guys ever see that the Family Guy bit with him? No. Where they're like, they bought Brian the new Minions movie, and he's the bad guy, and he's like, oh, you like bad guys, do you?
Jesus.
And he's like, oh, I'll show you where to put it. And he's like, banana. Like,
but
it's so bad.
His health has taken such a dive because he can't like infuse himself with the blood of virgins before he rapes them.
Right.
Not being able to rape takes a lot out of a person, right?
Right.
No, he said word for word, I believe the men in my situation are being persecuted for things that they didn't understand. They're being wronged by a lack of due process. And the quote that really stuck out to me was, quote, I'm very concerned about this country.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was what he said.
That is what he said following his sentencing. I'm very concerned about this country.
And he's a disgusting boss nass looking motherfucker.
What kind of country is not going to let me rape who I want? God damn it!
I still don't think he was raping them. You don't go to somebody's hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning. Fuck it.
That's a slippery slope.
No, you don't go to somebody's hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning for a casting. That's bullshit. Stay out of here.
Yes, the majority of those women involved should have known better. I hate to say that, should have known better. But if you want to make it in the acting world, that I am sorry, listening audience,
Weinstein in a hard place.
But yeah, that's just the way it is. People don't just become famous.
Nope.
They need connections and money. And if you're the latest girl out from Ohio, they've done a million fucking stories of the gals coming out west to make it in Hollywood.
I guess it depends on your definition. I say abusing your power for sex, that I still classify that as rape.
It's totally
so that's rape.
Yeah, totally.
Right. Well, also
they were getting paid.
The 80s raised a pretty rapey culture anyway. If you watch some of the movies.
You can be like, oh, I regret it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you fucked the troll monster so you could get a job.
So he's not a piece of shit.
To be fair.
No, he's absolutely a piece of shit.
To be totally fair, though,
but that's the system, and the system sucks.
I don't think it's rape.
A lot of them.
I don't think it's
rape.
I don't think it's right.
Fucking him to get a job. It was fucking him to make sure that they could ever work again.
A lot of them
were like, if you don't fuck me now, you're basically blacklisted. Fuck you.
And that happened to a lot of them.
Go do something else.
No. I get it. Like, so in my job right now, which is the job that I have, and this is the job that I do, if somebody comes to me and says like, hey, you have to do this thing, this horrific thing, or else I don't get to keep my job, I should just go do something else. Like
there are laws. There are laws to take care of shitbags like them.
Right.
So I guess
it's not the same
and he
thing.
Is a bad guy.
Like, he's gatekeeping, sure, but she still has a choice. She doesn't have to do that. Like, it's not like she had a job that was getting taken away.
Yeah, but
she
a lot of
wasn't
these,
let through the door.
Yeah, but a lot of these women, and not just the women, but the men too, they're fucking barely making ends meet, waiting tables, basically sucking life's dick, hoping that they get their big break.
There is no big break anymore. The system is broken, and it's all Harvey Weinstein's.
There's a lot of truth.
But
to
I
that.
Don't think
no,
it's right.
No one makes it without connections. Why do we have these dynasties of acting families?
Yep.
Because they're already in, and they don't have to suck anybody's dick.
Exactly. Right.
It's been
and you guys are like the far polar. I think we're falling a little more in the middle, but it's still.
It's wrong.
It is very wrong.
But
it is the current. It is the system as it is, and they've let this go on for decades. I mean, look at Judy Garland.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They have never treated anybody in Hollywood well.
And
if
that's it for years,
yeah. If that's where you want to be, that's the price of admission.
Yeah. Why would you want to be a part of that?
I wouldn't.
Well, the culture needs to change, but it's been part of the culture for so many decades that it's going to be hard to, like,
but I
Epstein didn't kill himself.
My daughter was in that situation that she'd just walk away.
Like, it's the same fucking thing.
Like, I don't,
just with politicians instead of movie people.
Or find a way to, like, there's so many ways to get your shit out now. Like, build your own.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I feel like if you. Anyone who's being forced to do a sexual act that they would not want to do.
They could have left.
I do feel like
they could have left or not gone to the situation.
And I agree with that too.
And I know that we're in this culture now where you can't blame the victim, but you went to his hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's on you.
I don't look at it as blaming the victim so much.
Do we actually know that was the scenario though?
I don't know.
There are so many scenarios because he's a serial shitbag.
But on the other hand, I think he's getting what he deserves because he was at all of Epstein's parties too.
Sure,
like he was fucking children, not
so,
just
okay.
starlets.
So I guess so I can concede that, like, if you're going to someone's hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you've already heard probably numerous rumors that this is happening,
you wouldn't even need to hear rumors.
Sure,
just the situation.
Sure, but under the same token, though, I don't think that was 100% the case. I think a lot of that was him going to some actress's trailer where she had received a job. And then he goes in there and he's like, man, you still like working here, though, don't you?
If that's the case,
that's a completely different
movie. That's a completely different situation.
Different situation.
I think that was some of the situation.
Casting couch thing. Like, if somebody takes his dick out in a casting meeting, just walk out the door. Be like, I don't need this job.
Unless you are on a staged casting couch video, then by all means,
But you're getting paid. A pittance, but you're getting paid.
I agree with most of what you're saying. I just don't know. I just don't
but
know that
we
that was
change the situation to the
case,
situation though. You just that's different.
That's
you,
right.
You
that's,
yeah.
That's using your
straight
power
up.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's different. We're looking. You're looking at it from different different lenses.
Like, where his situation was going to
have a job, but that Margulies lady, she was in a she had a series on some The Good Wife or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Juliana Margulies.
Juliana. She
she's
got invited
on the hot
to good. One of those fucking deals. And she showed up there and she's like, no, and walked away.
Sure.
And she made her career happen anyway.
Sure.
That's somebody with a dream. That's somebody who's got a backbone. That's somebody that I...
Who probably had some money back in her because a normal person can't do that.
I wonder what Rose McGowan's was then. I mean, obviously, she's the one that led it. Like, she's the face for it.
It was her and Asia Argento,
What was her situation?
She's such a despicable fucking person.
But Asia Argento
up a garage door
is...
I don't know.
I can go with Terry Crews, though. And Terry Crews wasn't a Weinstein one, but Terry Crews was one that...
he got manhandled at a party
something, right? Actually, like, he got manhandled a few different times.
Yeah, a couple different times.
Yeah. And his was more of a thing where it was like, if he didn't speak, if he spoke out about it, he would be blacklisted from...
Right.
Yeah.
From films. Which... In that case, I would say somebody abused their power to take care of that. So I guess I guess everything's situational.
Sadly, no one cares about men being sexually abused.
No,
it's still a joke.
Well, he still hasn't gotten any retribution for any of that. That was dismissed, wasn't
and
that?
He won't.
Was that not?
And he won't.
Mm,
Was he sexually abused by women or
dudes?
Men?
Oh, he was. Dudes. It was a producer. It was a couple.
You can't speak out against the gays, though. That's not right either. Mm-hmm. I don't care what your orientation is. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit.
Well, I don't know. Kevin Spacey's not working right now.
Yeah, but that was a gay guy that spoke out against him. Right. Same gender. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it didn't help him. His whole defense was, it's okay, guys, I'm gay.
Yeah, like, that didn't help. That did not help.
Yeah. His PR team failed him on that one.
Well, all the gay guys were like, well.
We don't all do that, right?
I don't know a lot of that.
We've spent the last 20 years trying to make it. Distance right. ourselves yeah. from pedophilia. Wait, thank you.
Well, and that's the problem, is you've got somebody like Kevin Spacey who's banging a 14-year-old, and then you've got like a gay couple. That's two totally different worlds.
Right.
Like, consenting adults.
That was the big loss for me, was Kevin Spacey. Because I liked him as an actor.
I did like him, too.
I still like his work. I don't think it takes
I still like
it.
His work.
Like, no, I'll watch Glengarry Glen Ross.
We just watched
Usual Suspects.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah,
I watched Outbreak.
House of Cards is fantastic. Outbreak.
I did. It's not great. It came up on Netflix. No,
is anybody great in Outbreak other than the monkey?
Oh, well, fucking
Dustin Hoffman.
No, he's not. He's not.
He also got Me Too'd a little bit.
He did a little bit. Yeah,
Donald Sutherland.
But that was a weird one too. That was some ladies talking about, like,
Sutherland's good in it, and so
Sutherland is good as any everything.
Great in everything. Yeah.
If you want to watch a good one of those movies, watch Contagion.
Contagion's I do want to watch Contagion
movie.
Again.
That's a good ass
watch Outbreak again, though, because it's on Netflix, and watch Hoffman. He's terrible in it.
I don't need to watch Contagion. I don't need to watch Outbreak, though, because I'll just watch The Hot Zone, which is better.
Like B-movie level.
Aren't they both based on the same book?
Same stuff. Yeah. They're based on The Hot Zone.
Right.
The Hot Zone, the series with Julianne Margulies, better.
Contagion is worth it just because you get to watch Gwyneth Paltrow die.
Yeah!
Well,
goop this,
watch,
bitch!
Yeah. But I can watch Seven for that.
Well, you don't get to see it, though.
Her pretty little head.
I have so much respect for Gwyneth Paltrow.
What,
just because Seven?
She can sell a candle that smells like her pussy for $700, and they sell out. Good for her.
Is that real? Did she sell shit that smells like her?
Yeah.
Hoo-ah-ha.
Really?
Good lady bits.
The goop shit?
I've never smelled it, so I can't confirm how accurate the scent is.
I haven't smelled her either.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't smelled the candle, nor have I smelled Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Go up to her in a fucking restaurant.
No, 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 this is Jennifer Aniston.
You'd sell to a bunch of guys who don't even know what vaginas smell like.
Walk up to Gwyneth Paltrow with a candle, like, that don't smell like your pussy.
It could be a cardboard candle, and the people she's selling it to wouldn't know the difference.
No, it's like that girl that was selling her bathwater to nerds.
That was a real thing, though.
It was. And I respect those people because they know their audience and they know they can charge.
Any idea how much money you can make selling your underwear to perverted men on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
No idea. Oh, but I would sell all.
Have you not seen Orange is the New Black? Come on!
Bonkers.
Oh, I would sell my underwear.
It is bonkers. I wish my underwear was that valuable.
Foot pictures. Women can sell foot pictures for quite a bit. It's a real thing.
God bless them.
I'm not a foot person, but you can sell feet pictures.
No, but if you got the right set of feet, you can get.
No, not even true. You can sell, even if you have really ugly feet, sell your pictures of them. People, guys will buy them. They're fucking weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I should grow my toenails out. I'm sure there's a group that likes that.
Maybe I should shave my feet.
According to one of my coworkers yesterday, new dating app that's not for Christians specifically or farmers specifically like all the other ones. It's specifically for women to find men with dicks smaller than 4 inches.
Time to measure, guys.
Okay, so it is real.
I saw it covered on the show I watched the other day.
I was like, what? Like, do you have to submit like a photo?
It's like dinky penises or something.
Oh, man.
Dinky dogs.
I mean, it's just a kink shame. Whatever you're into, as long as you ain't hurting anybody.
It's a long con. They're just going to shame all the little dick guys.
Well, it's not that long of a con.
It's a short con.
It's a short con.
Is that, or do any of the.
It's a micro
can of tuna. It's like a can of tuna.
I would be interested to see.
You ever been bucked by a can of cream corn?
Well, you meet up with the girl, and she's like, your dick's way bigger than you said it was.
I would have been interested.
Maybe she has a really small vagina.
I'd be interested to see the demographics of that, though, to see how many women are actually signing up for that.
No, it's apparently, like, structured for women.
Aren't they all?
To find a dick of a specific size.
For ladies with really shallow vaginas.
I want... a dick this size, and then this is the personality I want attached to that dick. And I'm going to find him.
I want a guy who acts like he's got a 9-inch dick, but really has a 3-inch dick.
He drives a diesel, honey.
No. If he acts like he has... Well, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
If he acts like he has a 9-inch dick, are we talking about somebody who would... How does somebody with a 9-inch dick actually act?
I don't know.
Like Hugh Jackman. He acts like Hugh Jackman.
Nice guy.
As Logan?
No. As the singing guy.
I was going to say, dancing around singing. Yeah. Shit, yeah.
He sings while he's cooking him fucking dinner. Because the guy...
Helicopter.
Because
brain.
Does the woman... because does
we
the woman...
He has a sauna in his house, so he can constantly walk around in a towel.
Because I don't think a woman actually wants a man who acts like he has a 9-inch dick, because that guy drives a lifted truck and is a douchebag.
They want Hugh Jackman.
They don't want that.
I think when it's that size, they refer to it as a 9-inch nail.
Did you know they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I did not.
Speaking of.
Way to go, Trent.
Isn't it just Trent Reznor?
Well,
was there more people?
No.
How does somebody with a 9-inch dick act?
I have no idea.
Show tunes. Tell us.
That's why I said Hugh Jackman, because
like
he covers it.
What about Ewan McGregor?
He's backing.
Yeah. Somebody yeah, he is back, and we've seen it.
Yeah,
and he acts similar to Hugh Jackman as well. He's done musicals.
Yeah, he's got the high ground.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It's the musicals.
So basically, he drops out of the air and says, "Hello there."
So Meryl Streep has a 9-inch penis. Yeah.
Yep.
It's an oversized. It's an oversized.
It's probably 12.
And you will be respectful.
No, Tom Hanks is packing like 16, man. He's had an erection in years.
Oh, Rita. Rita, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a lot of man to handle.
You know what he calls us?
Well, he's in that movie,
Wilson.
He calls it a Woody.
No?
Chad.
Fuck.
Oh, my joke fell. Said he was in that movie, Big.
Yeah.
But that was before he grew during that movie.
Oh, he's a grower.
Not a shower.
Yeah, there it is.
Aren't we all?
You're white.
Please and thank you.
Please. And that's not racist.
Do you...
A white man's flaccid penis is a pretty small thing.
Thank you.
I'm going to take that. That belongs on the t-shirt.
Wow.
Write it down because I don't remember it.
Right.
Write it down.
I got to make water. Where's the head of that word?
In the corner of
go
the,
out the door and not, turn not left
the by the rhododendron.
Go piss on the northeast
from the corner of the shop.
Just go on that weight machine,
dude. Look at this one.
What else was on our list? Not to segue or thing.
I want to ask computers. Ron about some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. So if everybody doesn't know, if
Ron's
you don't recognize
never been on the show.
Ron,
hi. Welcome.
Ron leads an interesting life.
I am the younger brother of this handsome devil and the big handsome bearded one over there.
So I have questions for you, though.
Yeah, I may have answers.
I don't know how many questions I have, but I have a question at least. Okay. A couple years ago...
My people did not prep me for this, by the way, so...
That's okay. But I've known you for a long time, too, outside of these two handsome devils.
Oh, yeah. We met through Cody Erickson and that group of people.
Long time ago.
Yes.
Well, and then also our ex-wives were also friends in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did.
Fascinating.
Yes, you did.
And that's why they're ex-wives.
Wait, who was your ex-wife?
Her name is Melissa.
Oh,
remember
yes.
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, okay, man. Yeah. It's
that's a long time
back.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah, that's a hot minute ago, yeah.
So, I know a couple of years ago you were doing some voice acting.
Attempting, yes.
I was always wondering how any of that panned out, or...
cast as Crossbones.
Okay.
And
the Punisher, wasn't it?
That was Baron Zemo.
Yeah, it was Baron Zemo. Crossbones and Baron Zemo. There was this dude on YouTube that was doing a thing called
Captain America, and I knew that. Right.
And yeah, I got cast in both of them. I followed up with him for several months after, recorded quite a few lines of dialogue, and then they just disappeared.
Never came to fruition.
Oh, that's too bad, because I remember, because so from what I remember from it is when you you had messaged me asking about recording stuff.
Yeah, I was looking for a microphone, and yep. I knew that you were into that right. kind of shit. And yeah.
So I've always wondered what came from that. That's a bummer.
I think those are always fairly involved endeavors, and I think some people maybe bite off more than they can chew most initially.
Definitely. Yeah. I still have a voices.com account. I still would desperately love to do so.
I did voices.com for a while.
Really?
It was different about 8 years ago.
Because
I think you could have more free access. Now you got to have like now more you do paid have to access.
Pay. Well, my wife
now
and
the
I.
The only way people can find you is if you're a paid member.
Well, yeah. Currently, my wife and I are working on getting a iPad so we can use Procreation to create cartoons.
Oh.
So if you're ever interested.
Oh, absolutely.
Would like, definitely love to have another voice.
Yes.
Yeah,
enthusiastic.
Would be for short cartoon shorts, like comedy cartoon shorts.
Okay, yeah.
I have a few things I've
Dude,
written
absolutely.
That I think would be super funny.
I would fucking love
this guy
to.
Too.
But before he can add
too.
You,
yeah, of course.
Thanks for
you need to
me.
Make sure and figure out how someone with a 9-inch
not, because, not Chris though,
because the because I have a terrible voice. Unless you need Kermit the Frog,
you don't have a bad voice.
You don't have a bad voice.
You really don't have a bad voice though.
I used to.
You have a different voice than other people in a room. And other
I'm
people
going to blow up the earth.
You don't
Marvin,
sound like fucking Mahomes,
Martian.
Like Pat Mahomes.
Where's
like,
my Iridium Q34 space modulator?
No. You don't have a bad voice.
No, not at all.
No one has a bad. Well, I mean, people have
dude,
bad
totally.
Voices, but
Jesus,
no. When
you
I
listened to Stephen King,
when I was still filling in at the radio station every now and again, I used the production studio there to try and I tried recording a couple commercials that I auditioned for on Voices, and never heard anything back. But yeah, no, I would love to, man. Like if I had a dream job, it would be that.
Okay. Well, when I eventually get
okay,
this,
the second voice fucking sucks. I hate it. I don't like it.
The second voice sucks. I fucking hate it.
Oh, is that guy?
Yeah. That's that fucking garage troll
okay,
guy.
Okay, the second voice fucking sucks. I hate it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that guy either.
I did a show with him today.
Did you really?
Yeah.
God damn, I
How
hate you,
that?
Warren.
It was good. It was fun.
I'm sure it was great.
To watch it. Huh? Oh, it was great.
Did you say I'm sure it was straight?
I'm sure it was great.
Oh, I'm sure it was a straight interaction.
No, probably Ward sucking that guy's dick the whole time.
You're back and forth.
Oh, man, you're so great.
It was just an ASMR thing.
All right, now.
How did it go? I mean,
take off your panties and
why would you keep talking to that tool bag?
Sit
dude,
on the
seriously.
Okay. He loves our show now.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Really?
But I just have to. Literally 5 seconds before you said, take off your panties. Guess who messaged me and was like, hey, I'm watching your guys' show.
Who?
Our sister. Our baby
you have a
sister.
Sister?
So, sorry, Amy,
yeah.
We love you.
Yes, we do.
Jesus Christ, how many are of you the, are there? The
dad is a prolific man.
We have a lot
of
different names,
just
though.
The four of
My
us.
Dad was, too.
Gets around.
Are you guys all fullsies or halvesies?
No, they're the only
Chris
fullsies.
And I are fullsies.
Yeah,
fullsies,
they're the only fullsies.
Yeah, halvesy.
Same dad.
But you and sister... Fullsy?
Different mom, different mom.
Yeah.
But their moms are both named Kelly.
Yeah.
All same dad.
Dude. All same dad. They're the only ones with the same mom.
Is your dad's alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
He's retired, though, and he doesn't know how to use the internet.
Because my dad was kind of a, you know, I thought maybe there's a chance.
Dad would hate it if he knew that I got to try Dave's beer before he
my
did.
My dad's dead.
And now Amy will tell him.
No,
Amy, don't
great.
Tell him.
Brutal.
Good.
Oh, when Dave was giving it to me, he was like, don't tell your dad I did this. Oh, I know Dad wouldn't have told. I told him, I was like, man, when he cracks that keg and you get to try it, let me know. He's not going to let me know. So I went down and tried it first.
Shit, Annabelle was hanging out with him all day today. She usually goes over there on Thursdays.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he put pictures of her up.
Yeah, that new scooter.
With all of her kit on.
Yeah.
She was ready for combat roles.
Crazy for fucking war, man.
Helmets and knee pads and elbow pads.
So
still teaching Mara to walk down fucking stairs.
Derek, you said questions, as in plural.
Oh yeah, more than one.
Did you have more than?
Well, yeah.
Just
so
my failed attempt at being a voice actor.
I have a couple.
No,
too.
I also okay. had a question about. I'm sorry.
Christ above.
It's gonna be a tough one.
Well, I was gonna ask my question. I was gonna ask my question, and then you had to say about my failed attempt at.
Oh yeah.
So I was gonna ask you about something else, but I also know it's a failed attempt too.
Oh, well, okay. I'm good at failure.
Hey, can we talk about anything?
Everybody is good.
Didn't work out for you.
Failure is.
God damn it!
I'm a great fucking dad.
I'll ask you a question. I'll ask you outside of the show.
This other question is an outside.
I have no secrets. Ask away.
Well, because I was going to ask you because my ex-wife.
Oh yes. God damn! Can we not talk about ex-wife?
Went to school with your ex-wife.
Yeah.
So I was wondering. Uh-huh. I had never heard whether or not did you divorce?
Oh yeah. It was finalized on February 4th.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, sweet, sweet fucking freedom.
I need to get an
applause.
I got
full custody of
And I meant
kids.
No offense.
No, Robin. None taken. None okay. taken. No, it was finalized on the 4th of February. I got full custody of both of our kids.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was the two questions I had. And I meant no malice by either of them. Dude, I just
again, none taken.
That makes me happy to hear because I actually got to live a little vicariously because Matt would like... end up talking to me a lot about like you and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
When I worked with him
at
Budweiser.
Oh, Little Matt.
Yeah, Little Matt.
his moniker is Little Matt.
Little Matt.
But,
L-I-L.
So that's cool. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Because and admittedly, man, I have not been probably ever this happy in my
life.
That's awesome.
It's been really nice.
Ron's best friend.
I didn't realize how unhealthy my marriage was until I got out of it. I was becoming aware of it towards the end, but I didn't realize how bad
Matt's
it was.
A stand-up
and
guy.
That's
I know. That. I
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm, people tell me I'm too fucking nice that I shouldn't own as much of the responsibility of it as I do. But it takes
Pasty
two
Mike. Your days are numbered.
I mean, I will readily admit that neither of us were perfect, but I'm way
I hope they
way
bring
fucking
that up in
happier
court.
And way better off.
That's awesome.
How many kids?
Two. Annabelle just turned 4, and Matthew will be 11 in May.
So the other question I had for you is, and I don't know how much this is the final of them. I don't know how much you're at liberty to discuss, but
I've got a lot of
you
personal
do work
ones
at
after.
You work at a weed shop.
Yes, sir.
A dispensary.
I am a
marijuana dispensary.
I am a shift lead, and I kind of fill in and help out with inventory when needed at Camp for Life in Clarkston.
Okay. And you enjoy that.
Yes. I genuinely hope that most people enjoy their job half as much as I do.
They don't.
They don't, but yeah.
No, I know they don't, but no, seriously.
This guy does.
Rick is blessed in that way. You were fucking made to be a letter carrier.
No, so that's cool. I did know that too. So you know that, Nathan, one of the original Time Spent Poorly Earth
alumni?
He's basement, an alumni, yeah.
Part of the old guard.
But he's at the other one.
At Greenfield?
Yeah.
Okay. They're good people. I have nothing negative to say about Greenfield.
No, he doesn't either.
Yeah.
But also immensely enjoys what he does.
Oh, it's great.
Too.
Obviously, you aren't stealing business from each other.
I don't know that they are. I think there's enough. I think there's enough to go around.
I think there's enough pothead.
I think the addition of the third one might be annoying for people. Is it still? Nobody?
This is not me oversharing. This is not me fucking pulling numbers out of my ass. This is me just pulling it. You can go to the Washington I-502 website, local taxpayers, and see exactly how much of your tax dollars go to the cannabis industry every year. Over the years that we've been open, Canna for Life has about a 50 to 55% share of all of the valley. Greenfield has about 35, and Sativa Sisters gets the rest.
Nice.
We do as much Sativa business as the two Sisters. Of them combined.
It sounds like a lesbian duo.
It's
great between.
So what it sounds like to me though is that really, if you have a preference of one or the other, you just go to one or the other.
Yeah, and I literally spend money at both because there are some things that Greenfield. I'll be totally level. I've never even set foot inside Sativa Sisters. There are things that Greenfield carries that we do not, that I'm a big fan of. And if I want it, that's the only place I can go to get it.
I should go over there and get free coffee.
No, it's great between... Coffee. I mean, I don't know how familiar you are. The guy who is our like primary owner now was chairman of the board for Idaho Forest Group, a guy named Scott Atkinson.
Oh, wow.
He was staunchly anti-cannabis for a very long time. Until he
changed your heart?
Until he was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, there it is.
And RSO, amongst other things, saved his life. And that's when he got into it. It was like, you know, he realized literally the, you know, the promise of
makes
it.
Makes sense.
And I love it. Stuff like that. People that come in that know shit all, except for what the DARE program taught them and what they see on TV that are completely uneducated that come in. Those are my favorite people to deal with.
So I have a joke. I have a joke for my stand-up that I use, but it's a true joke, which is... I like those places because someone like me who is not necessarily my thing, I do love the idea though of being able to go into a place and being like such a square because now it's a store. You don't have to fucking text a friend.
You don't have to meet somebody.
You know,
the
you don't have to
lot.
Meet some creep.
Yep. Go to a fucking trailer park.
Yep.
I love that you can go into a store now.
You don't have to hang out with them for a half hour afterward, even though they make you really fucking uncomfortable.
You can go into a brick and mortar now, a store, and just go like, oh, hi, I would like one marijuana, please. You know, like, because you know, like, if you're a square and you don't know, you don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. So I love the idea that, so I went in there with somebody who is as square as much as I am.
Okay.
He literally had no idea what he wanted. I love the idea that he was able to go into that store and go like, hey, I have no idea what I need.
Yeah.
I have never done this before,
those
but I want to.
Those are my favorite kind of people to deal with.
Where do I start?
Seriously.
And then the advice, so we went to Greenfield for that.
Okay.
And what was cool Dick. About that, well, I know.
Sorry.
That too. Nathan was my officiant at my wedding. By the way, if you ever need a fucking good DJ, Nathan's fucking the guy. But anyway,
Amber works there. Kat works there.
I was gonna say Amber works there.
Yeah.
So he was able to help my friend though and go like, oh man, I'd start here. It's a nice low level. Mm-hmm. Like there's just fucking just. I love that. Just like it's like going into a mom and pop shop though and getting that mom and pop customer service level though,
depending on what store you go to and who
which
you
is
deal
fantastic
with. Yes.
it's nice having somebody who knows, like you're not going to get so fucked up you have no idea because you have somebody who like who's like, oh man, first time ever, all right, well let's do this and let's do you know, and it's like, oh okay, cool, like, you know, it's, I don't know,
the
I
last
like
thing
it
you want is for somebody to have a bad experience,
right,
no matter what.
That's... well yeah, because you want return customers, that's one thing. Well, and secondly, it's I feel like the people who work in the industry, they want you to have a good time.
If I'm being totally honest, I don't do it for the return business. I appreciate the fuck out of my return customers. One of the things that people know me for at work is I have the memory of a fucking elephant when it comes to people's names.
That's really good.
Funny story. So I'm standing at the front counter with two of my friends talking to them while I'm checking people's IDs that come in. And four consecutive people came in and I knew all their names before they even handed me their ID. Hey, Steve, how you doing? Hey, Lance, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And my friend comments, Jesus, do you know everybody's fucking name here? It's like, oh, it's one of the things that I try to do. It's good customer service. I can do it, so I do it. And no shit, like 3-4 weeks later, I'm telling somebody this story, and while I'm telling them the story, people are coming in. Hey, Mike, how are you? Hey, Steve, how are you? And they're like, man, you're not bullshitting. Like, damn,
that's pretty
do
cool.
You know everybody's name here? It's like, no, not everybody, but I make it a fucking point to.
Will you try?
Mike and Steve regulars. Might be pissed that you outed them, though.
They might. That's why we don't use last name.
And Lance, too.
And Lance, yeah.
It's like, hey.
Oh, fuck no, Lance.
Mike, awesome, Lance. Well,
seriously,
Austin. I think you'll be all right.
Lance works at Main Street, so let's not out that.
No, I don't know for sure.
That's the only Lance I know. Seriously.
I also know that Lance. Is he still at Main Street there?
I don't know. That's the last place I saw him. I don't know him, but I know him as a server at Main Street.
I consider it my like
it
my
was funny
main
that's cool,
objective
though.
For my work.
And you've been doing that for how long?
About a year and a half now.
And you are supervisory type or
ish, yeah. I
at least a leader.
I shift lead about 2, sometimes 3 times a week. It depends on scheduling.
Okay,
but I seriously, my job above all else, in my opinion, is to fucking destroy all the bullshit stigma that goes with people who smoke. Because
so I have a question that might go with that, then. In the world. My final question, then you can have it.
God damn, Derek, I had time to pee, and Orion was watching me doing it, and there's some spatial event, and Orion's got a dong, and I was going to talk about that. We're going to still let you ask questions?
I can be done.
I'm not the special fucking guest or anything. Christ.
You're a guest. My last question is...
You're a guest. Thanks, Derek.
My question is, with the stigma, though...
Yes.
My question is you with two children...
Yes.
How is that... How will you... When they ask you what you do...
My son knows what I do.
Okay. So how is that presented? I just want to know. I want to know... like, genuinely...
He sat down with a dick-shaped bong.
The one thing that I try to explain pass it. Is essentially with, you know, with legalization going through, it's really no different than me working at a liquor store. That's one of the ways that I present it. And two, to borrow it from South Park, because it is the most profound thing that I've ever heard in regards to weed smoking in general. Nine times out of ten, if you sit down and smoke a joint with your friends or something like that, you're not going to go break into somebody's car. It's not going to turn you into a heroin addict or a lifelong criminal. The biggest danger about smoking weed is that it makes you okay with doing nothing. And
that's the story I use with everybody.
During that time that you are doing nothing is time that you could be enriching yourself, improving your life or other people's lives. So if you are somebody who cannot do those things while smoking weed, if you are someone who can't, for lack of a better
God
way to put
damn it,
it
that's so real.
It's
that's so really real.
Why you shouldn't do it while you're young, and that's why it should be 21 plus.
It really should.
Because
and I'm very
will,
direct with
what is it right now?
21.
Plus.
Is it?
I'm very direct with Matthew. When you're 21,
that is exactly it.
That's so good.
When you're 21, if you want to try booze or you want to try smoking a joint, I am not going to stop you in any way. But just like with booze, if weed, if it inhibits your ability to be a functioning, productive, good person, then it's not for you and you shouldn't do it.
And they're still in the developmental point of their life, and they haven't even seen a quarter of their entire average lifespan.
Exactly.
So they have to put... It's the same with voting or...
God damn it.
No, going into
so
the
good.
Military.
I am very fucking real with him about it.
Everything should be 21.
Well, no, I mean, even just the way you
because
said that, though,
a lot
is
of,
so good. That's,
there's a lot of bullshit. Like, you have to
You
realize,
have to be okay with doing nothing,
Yeah, you do. I'm a fucking...
If you want to get something done, you should not do it.
I am a 35-year-old divorcee who works at a fucking cannabis store, and I got full custody of my children. I am in the state of Washington. I am, like, beyond the exception. What happened to me does not fucking happen.
I know, that wasn't even a job when we were growing up, smoking weed.
I feel like some modicum of responsibility to not be a wastoid and not fuck up. And set a good example, not just for myself and for my kids, but for stoners in general.
Yeah,
well,
but even
you
at
feed
work,
the stigma otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
and
even,
I don't want to do that.
But even at work, though, do people who generally work in dispensaries, do they, I mean...
You can't be high at work.
It depends. We're not supposed to be high at work.
Because I know I could not be.
Some people balk at it. I could. My thing is... For one, it gives me something to look forward to when I get off work or when I'm not at work. Two, it helps me manage my use so I don't overuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because moderation is key in everything. Mm-hmm. And three, at the end of the day, until the legislation goes through that we can get in bed with the banks, mm-hmm. or until it goes federally legal and we can get in bed with the banks, it's all cash only. I handle thousands of dollars a day. I don't need to be stoned while I'm doing that.
That makes sense, yeah. No, that makes sense.
It's just safety.
You just need a lot of hand sanitizer.
Yeah, especially lately.
Gallons.
We have gallons.
Thank you for the information. That's very it's very informational.
Like I said, man, I'm kind of an open book.
Let's pass the mic to Ward.
I like that it's a different time and age.
It's Ward's turn to talk on his own show.
It's refreshing.
Way to go, Ward.
What do you got for me, Ward?
We started it together, but...
Lay it on me.
The new version. One, yeah.
He does all the work.
I'm laid bare.
Notice that Ward threw in the new one, but yeah. You asked me to come back, by the way.
Right. There's a whole history.
Do your Jay Leno.
I think that's a nice way of saying you did this.
So, our stream's fucking up, but I don't care. The audio's fine. Aces.
That's good.
And it's recording.
And it's recording, so
that's what's important.
Yes. Okay. Anyway,
so fuck you, viewers.
Yeah,
come
sorry.
Back sorry, live later. Stream. Watch us on YouTube.
We love you, though.
Don't forget to smash that like button. Sorry, Rick, that's still your line. boom!
So
stolen.
So wrong.
Yeah.
I'm curious because. What? Yeah.
I'm staring at The Rock. He's love just, The Rock. I keep giving the eyebrow, and I'm enamored.
So early on in the first go of our podcast, when I was doing it back with Josh Childers back mm-hmm. in the day.
Oh, God. Damn, that's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
You actually sent me fan art. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. I do. That was a long time ago, but I do remember that.
Do you have it?
Do you still have it?
I could probably track it down.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it might even be on the
was it South Park
on the web page? No, it was. It was just
Josh and I as the host.
It was a logo thing.
That's awesome.
Like you did a square. I do remember square logo.
God, that was a long time ago.
What was the like? I guess my question is, how invested in the show were you at the time, or was it just kind of like a passing?
Oh, it was very passing. I literally the only reason why I did it was for one, graphic design stuff interests me in general, and for two, you were my buddy and I could help you out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so I didn't really know you very well outside of your interaction with the show a little bit until I don't remember how we met exactly.
We met through Rick.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's probably been at my house way back in the day.
Okay. No, well, it was
probably at Joe's place.
I was going to say it was through Joe and Mitch's
way back in the day.
What it was.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Isn't that where he got his MIP?
That was expunged.
Okay. Yeah.
We can neither confirm nor deny the existence of that charge. Thank you.
That was such an awesome night.
I remember
fuck that
now.
Girl, that stupid fucking bitch who was trying to argue with the police night. Officer. Fuck her and everybody that looks like her. Seriously.
So, did you know Josh that well then, or was?
No, Josh was somebody that I knew through a couple friends.
Okay.
Yeah. No, did not.
So
know
you actually knew me better, and I didn't even.
Like, yeah. No, I did know you better.
Obviously, I didn't know you well enough to put that
together. Do you even know who you were?
It wasn't reciprocated, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I won't hold it against you.
No.
Wait till I bring out the Polaroids. I've been holding on these Polaroids for a while for partying at my house.
Oh, Christ.
There's just all sorts of ones with me and Ron together.
It's Ryan and Aaron, and there's one of Ron, and there's one of me and Matias. And I keep wanting to put them on Facebook, but I hate putting things on Facebook, so I don't do it.
Those are pretty good.
There was a small window of time.
Matias and I still had hair.
I was at Joe's and I drank a lot. And so there's a lot of stuff I don't remember from
everybody that. Drank a lot of Joe's.
Nobody got out of that place without being fucking wasted.
Yeah.
And if you're talking about drinking a lot, it's Beef's, not Joe's.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Circling back to earlier in the conversation before we were live, I drank a lot of fucking Mickey's Zoomies? At Joe's.
Zoom.us?
Yeah.
That's really
long. Yeah. Damn, Ward, that was like a lifetime ago, man. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I
saw
Josh.
Your question mark is fantastic, though.
I haven't talked to
Nevada. Wasn't it Nevada or did he
well,
move to Arizona?
Alaska for a while.
Yeah.
Then I think he's in Nevada now. But I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Like, I don't talk to him very often every once in a while.
He unfriended me on Facebook.
He unfriended you?
Wow.
Thanks, Josh.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. But, I mean, except for the fact that I don't even remember the last time
I saw him. Is that for wrestling?
Everyone who's unfriended me on Facebook, I could probably go to the status. Why they unfriended me?
Slobberknocker.
I could guess. Like what did Hud say to incense that person? It was probably.
What do you say though? Most of the stuff that I see you post on Facebook is pretty benign. And you even it out pretty well with pictures of your daughter.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say, there's a nice
her
balance
adorable
of
little
like,
smile running around.
You're like, commentary
cute kid.
With
you're like,
cues.
And then you follow it with a picture of your daughter. Yeah. So. I don't think you say Jews.
It's like me, except for mine's cute kids.
You just
and
one
post.
I'm a lot
like
of horrible
biting
things,
political
but I'm not
commentary.
An anti-Semite.
Fuck. I wonder if I still have those logos on my computer.
I could probably find it right
as
now.
As Rick and I were talking about the other day, he actually, the glorious bearded one himself, he built the PC that I'm still using.
Still, that's
and
fucking
you built that
crazy.
Thing like fucking.
And I'm like two
years ago,
PCs.
It's still going strong.
That's what happens when you buy your own parts and you just Lego them together.
Yep. Photoshop, that's all I cared about.
Yeah.
I remember when you used to Photoshop labels for bongs. Because we named all of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Rick would get...
Bob Dolomite.
Yeah.
The Twister.
Dude, the comics that I was making when we were doing the online wrestling stuff.
Yeah. Those were amazing.
That was fun shit.
That was fun shit.
That was some seriously badass shit.
I still have all those.
Do you still have those ones you made for me when I went to the police academy? Those ones were cool.
More than likely. I still have the majority of that shit.
I know I still have the hard copies of them.
Oh, don't bring Nathan in here.
No, these are the pictures we took for our... We did a photo shoot for...
Is that the same green screen?
Yeah.
Man.
It's the same green screen, yeah.
It is, yeah.
The tongue out is really off-putting.
Well, that was on purpose.
Everything about Garlic is off-putting.
It ended up being a silhouette.
Yeah. That's embarrassing for me.
That is embarrassing.
Derek, I'm sorry.
On purpose, though.
Yeah. Damn, Lauren
needed a haircut.
Oh, yeah, you did need a haircut.
Is this going up on the stream?
No, no.
Are people seeing this?
It's all for us.
You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah. You guys
talk about dodging a bullet.
We don't need any more of these.
But by the way, the prompt for these photos we're trying to be white trash. Like that was actually thought. Like let's be trashy on these photos.
I've seen
you guys don't look trashy.
This is the shirt that we ended up doing. Yeah, we did 50 shirts.
I have my shirt.
How many did you sell?
Found it?
I still have it. It's sleeveless.
I have a box of shirts somewhere that I don't, or either.
Printed with soy ink for you vegans.
Made in Haiti, so you're supporting the relief effort.
God.
I like both of those sentences.
Yeah.
I still have this shirt. I use it as a
those were both
shirt.
Those were both true statements.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
What is it, like 5 cents a shirt in Haiti?
Weird.
I don't know. They were jilted.
This is a weird show we're doing.
this is different.
It's gone completely off the rails.
It's meta.
Did you have another follow up on that, Ward? Graphic design.
Right now.
Oh no! I just that was one of the things I remembered from
that was really like those interactions were how you and I actually became like
in
acquaintances.
Yeah.
So I'm currently right now. I am teaching a podcast class, and they asked me in the class because one of the reasons I get to teach the class is from experience. No, it's a real deal. I am actually
look at my failures. Look at me throwing up West Side
real,
with dollar bills.
I am for real. No bullshit. Teaching a podcast class.
That's
they asked
amazing.
Me. Yeah, no, I'm
what
getting
a time to be alive.
I'm actually getting paid American dollars to do that.
Your first lesson is don't buy the podcast mixer.
Shop for
utility.
Funny that you say that because actually this last class I said, hey, I showed that picture you sent me.
Yeah.
And I said,
I've been on a soapbox.
I said, hey, here's this picture. Don't ever do something like this. I can get you something better for way cheaper.
Dude, you can go to a local radio station and look through their junk bin and give them $5 and they give you a better mixer.
So they said, what's the first podcast you were ever on? And I said, hey, I was on a show called The Basement Boys.
With a Z.
And they said, how come you're not on that show anymore? And I said, well,
we killed it. Burned it with fire.
I said, well, being on The Basement Boys was really cute when I was a 24-year-old man, but now I'm a 35-year-old man, and we're more like basement men now.
Well, and I don't live in a basement. I rent a space, and I have multiple rooms that I dwell in.
Oh, my God.
Well, and to be fair, Basement Boys sounds like young and hip and fun, and Basement Men sounds scary and rapey.
That's true.
I discovered there's another new Basement Boys in existence. I haven't listened to it, but there's another podcast called Basement Boys.
Oh, man. With a Z?
With a Z.
Oh, wow.
Online.
Fucking hacks.
They can't get the website, though, because it's $800. Because we tried to get it back.
Well, they can do Basement Boys, too.
Yeah. That's probably a couple $100.
Oh, really? You lost it?
Well, I let it go after we stopped doing the show, and then I tried to reacquire it, and it was like $777. I was like, knack.
Why are we buying an owl when we can buy basementboys.com?
No. Man, the owl would be a game changer.
We looked at buying back timespentpoorly.com too, and we ended up going with Fun because it was like, we're so fucking cheap. It was like $170 to get it back, and we were kind of like, I don't know.
We should look into that again.
To timespentpoorly.com?
Yeah.
$470 A one-time fee?
We bought it originally for $10 when I had it the first time.
But if I got to buy...
Now, is it .com
something,
or .?
It's .com.
Dude, I spent $170 on a drop of a hat.
Dude, I would kick down.
And cheap. I just hold on to it.
For real.
We can look into it now.
Yeah, let's re-explore it. Yeah.
That's a good idea. That's something I
wouldn't
thought
even
about,
need
honestly.
To use it, but seriously, that doesn't have any numbers or anything
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, no,
that is a primo web address.
We'll look into it again. Someone will need that for
in the decades
minimum.
To come. And for $170, that is what you invest in, not the stock market.
The stock market?
The stock market?
Not the stock market. Web addresses. That's where the money's at.
Tony.
I'm Tony Stark.
TonyStark.com.
TonyStark.com. I sell weapons.
I think I would do TonyStark.com.
Delivery for TonyStark.
I'm so used to .fun at this point now, which I'm fine with. I would almost want to buy .com and make it to fucking .fun.
I feel like such a fucking
Well,
because
your time's
right
no fun unless you're spending
the fun. Was a thing.
Dot just about anything.
Well, we weren't either. What was the other choices?
.fun.org
and
.biz, and there was a handful
.biz
of them.
I know of.
But .fun .net, .fun like we got on like a promo deal for like 99 cents for the first year. Wow. And so,
Man. Well, let's look into .com. If it's $170, we should do it again.
I would throw $50
on
that.
I was going to say, I fucking totally kick down on that.
Own it, because we'll that will be worth money someday, because time spent poorly is something that everyone does.
Yeah. We're going to look into it before this
eventually,
episode goes out.
We're going to have to now.
Yeah.
Because we're going to save this episode. Some asshole's going to be like, fucking time spent poorly.
We're not
going
to save this episode because we're breaking them up. And feed them to them piecemeal.
That's right.
How do you like that, content consumers?
Save that. Save that. That's
just
good.
Just a poop's worth of video. Yeah.
What's the time?
That goes on the
I don't know which one of you
goo.
Goop?
No, I didn't drop a P. I said goo.
Are you saying blue suede goo? That video did well, by the way. Blue suede goo did.
Well, it had a catchy
also,
name.
Hey, by the way, I love the short you did. I love the short you did where we're talking about building airplanes and going straight to war. That was a great video. It was like a minute long, maybe.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Yeah, 50
Dude,
seconds.
That was fucking hysterical.
Hey, brother, we built this airplane.
We can connect the entire world. Boom.
Let's drop bombs.
Let's bomb brown paper.
That was really brilliant, actually. Beard, would you beer me?
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Lord, beer me strength.
So what's next on the docket, gentlemen?
I don't know.
That was it. Quantum computers.
Oh, yeah.
Quantum computers.
Thing was important. That's a huge step forward.
Back.
Well, I have a movie that we need to discuss before we get the fuck out of here, so.
Yeah, let's do it. Also, the time on the wall is wrong, by the way. Yeah, I just realized that. I kept looking at it like, I was like, wow, we're actually not too bad.
Spring forward,
what
bitch.
Movie?
Yeah, what movie?
It is called Color Out of Space.
I heard about this.
Yeah.
First movie from Richard Stanley since The Island of Dr. Moreau, which you guys were talking about not too long ago.
Yes, we did. It's got Nicolas Cage in it.
Okay, so have any of you seen Mandy with Nicolas Cage?
Yes, it's so good.
Okay, you liked it.
I liked it.
Did you see Annihilation with Natalie Portman?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so imagine...
Also liked it.
Yeah, again, imagine Annihilation and Mandy mushed together. That's Color Out of Space.
Is Nick Cage in this too?
He is. Yeah. He is fucking peak Cage performance. Jolie Richardson, actually, the wife from Nip Tuck, if I'm remembering correctly.
Isn't that also Carrie Fisher's sister?
Is she Carrie Fisher's sister?
No, Jolie Richardson is, she's a Redding.
Or no, I'm thinking of maybe Jolie Fisher. I don't know.
She plays his
very
wife.
Very likely Jolie Fisher.
Yeah. Very like David Cronenberg-esque body horror. It's based on an H.P. Lovecraft story. And again, yeah, Derek, if you liked Mandy, you will really like it. It's a little bit artsy. It's real fucking weird.
I've heard really good things about it. Or I've read really good things about it.
It's fantastic. I specifically watched it last night so that I could talk about it while we were here tonight.
Is it on Amazon?
It might be. I have a copy of it if I can get a copy to you. But
just that there's a Color Out of Space on Amazon, and I don't think it's the Nick Cage one, but it'd be interesting to compare and contrast.
It's very weird. It is really, really some unsettling body horror shit. Like,
I didn't know it opened up a new one.
I literally, I took a 20-second video of it because at one point, spoilery, Nick Cage, his family, they live on a farm. And in his words, alpacas are the animal of the future, as he calls them.
Definitely.
Because
not the past.
you can cook them, you can milk them, they're
not
like
doing anything.
21st okay. century cows, essentially.
I have nipples, Ron. Can you milk me?
Right, yeah, that was what I thought.
How does that happen?
But so Nick Cage is great peak weird Nick right Cage. Now. But the gist of it is a meteor crashes outside their farmhouse. The meteor is from somewhere out in space. It exudes this weird color that, much like in Annihilation, starts like literally mutating all the shit around them.
Right.
It fucks with time. It fucks with the genetics of things. Things like get weird and mutate together and stuff. But it winds up. It winds up.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to this.
No, screen. You're okay. It winds up mutating his herd of alpacas, and he goes into. I'm
his
I'm
herd of alpacas.
No, it was definitely not in the book. I'll pull this up so that I can show it to you, Chris, because it's just a 20-second, completely context-free video of Nicolas Cage screaming and shooting a mutated pile of alpacas together, and it's fucking glorious.
Well, is there a clip that we can find, or is there a commercial we should be looking at?
Totally honest, I've never even watched a trailer.
There's a trailer. Let's watch the trailer.
I heard about the
trailer.
Movie.
Yeah, Color Out of Space.
Color Out of Space.
I heard Color O-U-R. No, it's actually just O-R. The story is O-U-R, but...
They altered it.
It sounds amazing.
It was really, really great. I would strongly recommend
it. I've read good things about it.
I would probably say that...
Nick Cage fans
and Mandy and the Suspiria remake. If you did not see that,
I found a way to watch a movie where we could watch it, Mystery Science Theater 3000 style.
A projector on the wall?
Nope.
Okay.
This is Nicolas Cage
walking same way I do my show, though.
To the barn and discovering all of his mutated llamas or alpacas. All old school practical effects, no CG.
That'd be a fun show.
Just fucking... They like glow weirdly pink from the inside because I found out actually watching this movie.
I've dated some girls.
The reason that they went with magenta and pink for the color in the movie is that magenta is not technically a real color. It is what is known as a non-spectral color. The only reason that magenta exists is because it is this weird hue that our eyes cannot perceive somewhere in between blue and red.
Wow.
It's not a real color.
Well, that's
because magenta's not purple.
And yeah, no, that's. I was reading about the movie because Richard Stanley, as you guys talked about with The Island of Dr. Moreau, Richard Stanley is a really fascinating kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a weird fucking dude.
Apparently, I'm just going to disappear off the set.
He and some producer went to the Pyrenees Mountains and prayed and offered a sacrifice to one of the Lovecraftian gods. I don't remember which one it was.
Was it Shub Nigurath?
I genuinely...
The goat, was it, the thousand young?
I was going to say, did they offer a goat as a sacrifice?
There were no specifics, but they literally allegedly went to the Pyrenees Mountains and prayed sacrifice. And offered a sacrifice to this Lovecraftian god to
Full
try and will the funding for the movie to occur.
Human sacrifice,
lo and behold.
That's never worked for me.
Well, you got to go to the Pyrenees.
Three times I've
clearly.
Tried.
Clearly.
It must not have been goats that they were sacrificing.
Either that or you need to bring fucking Richard Stanley with you because he's the missing
piece. Just pretend to watch the game.
Next time.
That'd be funny.
Did you find that trailer?
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's peek at this.
All right.
Let's peep it.
Let me get it.
Yeah, it's a fucking trip and a half, man.
And it's Nick Cage.
Yep. No, the little kid is sufficiently creepy.
Dude, he's super creepy. I saw the same kid in Annabelle's Birthday.
This, ha, Ethan.
Same fucking kid.
That's funny.
Oh, we even have, we have voices now.
Yeah, we have audio now.
We'll wait till Derek gets back here and finds that the fridge is empty.
Oh, no!
Killed it. From Richard Stanley.
Okay. Oh, God.
Did you plant those?
Did you plant those?
Ward, come here for a second. Did you plant those?
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Shh. He's talking to me.
Who's talking to you?
A man
Oh, creeptastic.
It's in the static, it's in the moisture, it's in here, it's out.
Yeah, Tommy Chong.
Wow.
Yep.
As the Native American speaker,
weird woodsy man, yeah.
I got to go to his head shop one time. That
ding from the meteorite. He came into my weed store.
Did he really?
He did.
That's awesome.
It's just a color.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe me now?
I don't know what I believe anymore.
Nicolas Cage with a shotgun.
Being very Nicolas Cage.
Wow, Jolie Richardson, though. Natasha Richardson. I was totally down with her.
The,
Really? I was up with her.
The biggest thing that I took away
Eskimo
from
Eskimo Brothers with
was,
Liam Neeson? I'm fucking down.
I assume...
He's gonna be A-okay.
He's got bigger than nine.
I assume you'll watch the movie, Derek.
No way.
I will watch
The biggest thing that I took away from it?
No way.
$12 million budget.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And it does not look like a $12 million movie. It looks a lot better than that.
All right,
I mean,
IMDb,
some of the CG is still dodgy, but you know.
Liam Neeson, where does he come from? Is he Scottish or is he Irish?
He's Irish.
Okay.
No way he's got 9 inches.
He's got big hog, man. It's well known.
Who is this?
Liam Neeson. It's well known he's a big hog, right?
No.
I have never heard this.
He's not rocking.
No, I have never heard this.
It's well known.
Liam Neeson's dick is so big. There's a whole.
Yeah, even Julia Roberts has confirmed it.
He's got a big hog. It's well known.
I got it
fixed. All sorts of trouble. This is a troubleshooting episode, evidently. That's all right.
We're working out the kinks. I like it.
Several times.
Very good.
We're all.
But anyway, yeah, long story short, if you are interested in a movie that will like make you borderline uncomfortable at times and is a real genuine head fuck of a movie, you'll like it.
Well, that's actually
I thought you were
going to
say the Garbage Pail Kid.
I haven't been able to finish the Garbage Pail Kid. I can't do it.
Really?
It's upsetting.
Can't do it, man. It bothers me.
It's upsetting.
Every time Wendy Wilson farts in someone's face, I just giggle like a fucking
Wendy fart. Williams?
Was it Williams?
No, I was making a joke about how shitty Wendy Williams is.
Yeah, fuck
that
lady.
Is that racist?
No. Because it's not that she's shitty because she's black. It's shitty. She's shitty because she's
she sucks.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's a terrible
I think
person.
We're about there.
Yeah, did we ever talk about...
the quantum computers?
We'll do that next time.
HUDs, lay it on us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was a Ward thing.
I just read
the article.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Ward.
That's all right.
It was good, though.
Well, I will not be here next show. I won't be back until next month, so...
Why is that?
Work schedule.
Work's still 11. So if you want to
start... Two Thursdays of the month I close. Two Thursdays of the month I don't, so...
So we get him one Thursday of the month.
No, I'm going to work it out so that I can do two of them.
Sweet. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, no.
I'd be fine with that.
I mean, as long as I'm welcome back, of course.
Yeah.
Do we need another big mic?
You don't sound bad on that.
No, you like, don't. You really don't.
No, I don't mind doing what we're doing.
Okay.
This way's fine.
No, this was very enjoyable. I would, if, like I said,
sure
if you guys
can,
have me back, I'd love to.
Let's see if we can find timesfrorley.com.
Yeah, let's do that in between now.
Yeah, I would throw down some money on that. Because, seriously, when we buy it and we kick money in, we'll have a contract. When we turn around and sell it 20 years from now, I get my percentage.
Touche.
Really, timespentpoorly.com. You guys didn't just buy that when you had
it. It was just us two!
I'm surprised
it's
that it's not
just
taken.
The two of us.
That's the
I'm
thing that's killing
you.
Me.
Like,
and if it's only
$170...
I would go buy that and sell it to you guys.
Some of the shit that's taken and that's not, you would think.
If you're going to spend $600 on a camera.
I couldn't believe basementboys.com was $800.
Right. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't kick down $800.
That's why you spend $170 on time spent poorly.
It could be HansMacGruber.com, and I think I'm the only person who uses that fucking moniker.
Hans MacGruber would spend that much money on that.
Well, yeah, but he's way cooler than me. He's like me turned up to 12.
Hans Grippner would spend the money on
that. Hans Grippner. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
That's taking it
Let's
back.
Let's do it.
Close us out, Beard.
Let these guys
do
dance.
It, Beard.
Dance, let me look at
puppets,
my
dance.
Let me read from my card.
Play that sexy outro.
This has been the Time Spent Poorly program. You have some super awesome hosts, some awesome guests, and the Beard, and our very super duper special guest, Ronick. Thank you. Bringing it. Wow. We just crushed out, seriously, 2 hours.
And it felt good. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was really fast.
It was a good time.
It felt good.
So smash that like button, tspn.fun. We are Time Spent Poorly. Next week, we will have tspn.com.
When next we meet. We're taking next week off.
Wait, yeah. Now there's actually an idea. tspn.com instead of timespentpoorly.com.
Not a terrible idea.
Not a terrible idea at all. Thank you.
Not both.
We should have both.
Yeah.
We should also have both.
I think tspn.com belongs to some suicide prevention.
The Telemundo Sports Network.
It's all telenovelas.
The Ocho.
All telos, no bellos.
It's well, like, thanks for tuning in. All you people that didn't send us messages. To
well, we shit the bed on the.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh,
we failed you.
I failed you.
Sorry.
I failed you.
We rely on Ward. Ward is the engineer.
Mr. White.
He takes care of all this stuff so that we can just sit here and drink beer. You should see all these empty beers. There are dead soldiers.
So many.
This has been.
Thank you, everybody.
Like the Crimea.
Oh,
wow. That is a solid note to end on right there. Damn. Okay.
Love you, everybody.
Check us out on Saturday. Sports program.
You've already heard the whole sports program. It's going to do it again.
We have more.
We have more.
TSPN.com.
No. There will be news by then.
Bye.
Time spent poorly.
That was a waste of time.
Yep.